This is GQDN for Friday, May 23rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get all of the delicious, delicious products there, including Questworthy. It's good stuff. And if you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. All excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. More stuff tomorrow. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff going to Nintendo Switch Online. We're going to be talking about some Persona 3 Reload sales. Okay. And a WWE star was talking about Mario Party. But we begin today with a major update. EsportsInsider.com said that the FTC has dropped its case against Microsoft, Activision, Blizzard. So here is what has been going on. Now, you know, over the past few years, we've been going on about everything that happened over at Blizzard Entertainment that went to the purchase of Activision Blizzard by Microsoft Xbox, and that purchase was made for almost $69 billion. Now, after that, the FTC, that's the United States Federal Trade Commission, went after that deal in lawsuit after lawsuit. Now, the most recent lawsuit was lost by the FTC because the judge there decided to approve that deal on May 7th, 2025. Just yesterday, the case was officially dismissed, and that was confirmed by Microsoft's vice chair and president, Brad Smith. Now, if you remember, 2 years ago, that same deal was also blocked in April 2023, by the UK Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA. But Microsoft did submit a restructured deal that was approved that September, and that completed the merger on October 13th of that year. Now, the FTC back in that time tried to block the deal, but they lost the first injunction, and the court this past week upheld that decision. So the deal is done. And a part of that, well, we go to video games, and that is Diablo. WCCF Tech said that Diablo 4 Season 9 will have a lot of new content, activities, powers, and the return of Astaroth as the in-game fight. And that was a part of the campfire chat that happened there yesterday. And within that, they were talking about the Escalating Nightmares activity, where the players will use the escalation sigils, and they can be found in the Horadic caches, in the Horadic strong rooms, small dungeons, and nightmare dungeons. And those can be exchanged for rewards. Now, Diablo Season 9 will also have the introduction of the Horadic spellcraft, and that will be used to create spells by combining three elements: catalysts, infusions, and arcana, along with some other things as well. Now, when it goes with Season 9, the Diablo 4 developers also did say that there's going to be some changes to the dungeons in both the Seasonal and Eternal Realms variety. Now, there will be some testing that will happen next week, May 27th, when the 2.3.0 PTR patch does go live. So you'll be able to see all the changes there. If you want to hear more about this, I would highly recommend that after the show, you go check out Shattered Soulstone. They will be talking about that for certain. But we have another update from WCCF Tech, and as the developers from Star Wars Battlefront 2 did say they want to get back together to make Battlefront 3. Now, the reboot for the Star Wars Battlefront series was just a thing. In 2015, the game was just talked about due to the lack of content and an offline mode and no campaign. But then the 2017 sequel was improved with the gameplay, but the microtransactions that was put in the game killed the game. It drove players away at launch. But EA did support the game for another 3 years, and they did turn the game around because they removed the microtransactions. But with the surge in popularity of Battlefront 2, hope did rise for Battlefront 3. Now, we did talk about this earlier this week, so you know all about that. But Mats Helge Holm, who did work as a producer in Battlefront 2, did talk about this on Reddit. And he said, quote, "Me having heard around my group of ex-colleagues, we want to get the gang back together," end quote. Now, he wasn't the only one that worked on Star Wars, and he wasn't the only one that was making the call for Battlefront 3, because we know that Monad Van Armor was also calling for that on Instagram, because he did log 469 hours in Battlefront 2. Now, WCCF Tech did say that people should not expect EA to greenlight a new Battlefront game anytime soon, but Holm did comment that both he and the other developers, the members of Battlefront 2 team, would like to work together again on Battlefront 3. For the quote, "I don't expect Battlefront 3 to be announced at the end of this rally, but overall, yeah, I think there are more, there are people who are talking about it," end quote. Well, there's some steam for it. There's major steam for this one. Oh boy. GameInformer.com did say that there's a new video for Metal Gear Solid Delta, Snake Eater. That game arrives this August, and it got a brand new video for it. I just saw the video, and it looks stellar. Konami has done very well. Very well. If you guys want to see it, you can find that up on YouTube. Just look up for Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater. It's an opening movie, and that would be the video that you would see going into the game. Now, it does have the looks of a James Bond-like motion graphics with the snake skeletons, but they did have some new scenes compared to the 2024 original. For example, they looked at the highlights of the members Cobra unit who were absent from the original Snake Eater. And a lot of that stuff was re-recorded by the original performer, Cynthia Harrell. So, Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater will be a complete remake of Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. It will be rebuilt, it has been rebuilt, on Unreal Engine 5. So you know the graphics on that are going to be absolutely stellar. If you want the game, it'll be launching August 28th for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, August 28th. Now, going along with PlayStation, I know it's a favorite, right? According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, Duga Bomb's Blueprints will get an update. Now, that is also up on Steam, and the update will be 1.10. So here's what's going to be in there. You'll have an overhyped arcade game. Okay, that's a direct quote from PlayStation Lifestyle, so blame them. And all these are as well. A curious house cat, accessibility features including color assist mode, controls for mapping, cursor size, opacity settings, and widescreen support. UI UX improvements, more variations for end of day manner descriptions and accompanying house illustrations, HUD display customization, final room item balancing, handful of extra cinematics. There you go. Now, Ross didn't give it an update or release date about the bugs and all that, but he did say, quote, about patch 1.10, "We will continue to release bug fixing patches intermittently in the months leading up to 1.10, and some of these updates may preemptively roll out some of the above mentioned features," end quote. So what about Xbox? Well, Xbox Insider did say that if you have your Xbox Series X or S on, there is a new mode that you can use, which means you can remove some of the background on your Xbox Series X and S. Now, Pure Xbox did call it weird, but That's their take. If you have an Xbox, give us your take. Seriously. You can let me know at Joe Brums, or you can let us know at GroupQuest. So go ahead, take a look. While you're doing that, PushSquare.com did say that Persona 3 Reload DLC sales went up, despite a fan backlash. Now, there was a paid DLC for the remake, and many of the fans said that that should have been included in the price, the original price for the remake. But people didn't care, because Sega went up to their investors call and said that the DLC made the company a lot of money, and they called it substantial, huge. Now, they did get several DLC bundles, along with the Episode Aegis expansion. That's the controversial one. And that did provide a boost in the profits in the third quarter last year. So, could this affect anything about Persona 4 Remake? We'll see what happens. Now, look, if you need some sort of video card, then I might have one for you. GGMania.com said that the AMD RTX 5060 series killer, the Radeon RX 9060 XT, is at $350. That's 16 gigabytes, and that was unveiled today. $350 if you want that type of video card. Now we get to some fun stuff. This one isn't a release, but you might enjoy it. DualShockers.com did say that WWE superstar Cody Rhodes was doing an interview, and he was talking about Mario Kart and Mario Party, and he was asked a question about it. So he did talk about it and said, quote, "Mario Party is a complete work. You do everything strategy-wise, and at the end, they're like, we gave this person 3 stars because they had friends. Like, come on." He said that, I should say, end quote, at the Universal Orlando Resort. And he also said that he's a big fan of Mario Kart 64. He prefers that over the modern games. Now, Mario Kart 64 is playable on the current Nintendo Switch through the expansion pass. Now, he was also talking about Mario Party, also calling that a complete work. And he did say that the Mario Kart N64 still holds up today. Hey, I say that about Far Cry 5. But what do we know, right? Well, we do know this. Maybe. Goldman knows about this more than what I do. Nintendo Switch Online will get 4 more Game Boy Classics. So what are they gonna get? Be a Eurogamer. Survival Kids, Gradius the Interstellar Assaults, Kirby's Star Stacker, and the Sword of Hope. Now, when is this coming? Well, that's not clear, but it is coming sometime. I'm gonna leave you scared a little bit. Maybe. Rumorville. Yep, Rumorville. Resident Evil 9 may have begun development, and it might be an open-world multiplayer game. So how does WCCF Tech know this? Well, they saw Dust Golem, which is a well-known Capcom leaker, and he was talking about that game. And he said that this could be an open-world multiplayer game that would star Leon Kenny and Jill Valentine, which will be set on a fictional island based on Singapore. We shall see. We shall see indeed. And we shall see you tomorrow night. Twitch.tv/DawnForge, 6 p.m. Oh boy, we got the FTC just announced today. Summer Games Fest, lots to talk about. This has been a DawnForge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night for all the gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.